And Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Democrats and Republicans in the Senate voting together to pass a standalone aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan today. But so far, no plans in the House to take up that bill.
Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson saying he will not bring the Senate Ukrainian aid bill to a vote because it has nothing in it protecting the U.S. southern border.
National security begins with border security. We have said that all along.
But House Republicans and the Speaker rejected an earlier Senate bill that had tougher new border restrictions, saying they weren't tough enough. Democrats could join some House Republicans to make an end run around the Speaker and get a vote anyway. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin could be released from the hospital as early as today. The Pentagon says Austin was treated at Walter Reed for a bladder issue following his prostate cancer surgery in December. And a winter storm barreling through the Northeast today, hitting New York during the morning commute and dumping more snow in New England. This is ABC News. A New Mexico police officer is dead after being stabbed while on duty responding to a call.
Las Cruces officer Jonah Hernandez was responding to a trespassing call when police say an attacker named Armando Silva stabbed Officer Hernandez to death with a kitchen knife. Mayor Eric Enriquez.
We're deeply saddened by the tragedy and the loss of Jonah Hernandez.
A witness saw the attack on Officer Hernandez and got a gun out of their car and shot and killed Silva. Silva had a history of mental illness. Officer Hernandez leaves behind a wife and two sons. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Police in northern India firing tear gas on thousands of protesting farmers marching to New Delhi. Farmers making their way to the Indian capital demanding guaranteed crop prices. In 2020, dozens of farmers died in protests that ended after lawmakers agreed to repeal controversial agriculture laws. 2 years later, farmers say those demands have not been met. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the Lobster Feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel. Your American Family Insurance Agents. Insurance designed with you in mind. A few clouds and frosty tonight with a low of 25. Partly to mostly cloudy and warmer tomorrow, high 44. And rain and snow developing by late evening tomorrow night, becoming all snow overnight with 1 to 4 inches expected, low 28. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and it's mostly clear and 39 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement its great care. Reputation. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Wisconsin's GOP-controlled Senate passed legislative maps that were proposed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers, a move that could ultimately prevent the liberal-controlled state Supreme Court from implementing maps even worse for Republicans. Evers said last week that he would sign the bill into law should the Republican-controlled legislature pass it. The measure passed by the Senate now heads to the Assembly, which was expected to pass it later today. Once approved there, it would go to Evers. Democratic senators tried to delay the vote, saying the measure should be subject to a public hearing first. Wisconsin Republicans are moving closer toward passing their $2 billion tax cut plan. State Assembly is expected to pass the legislation today. It would go next to State Senate. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue supports the plan, but it's unclear where Democratic Governor Tony Evers stands. Evers used his partial veto powers to scale back a $3.5 billion income tax plan Republicans included in the state budget to just $175 million and vetoed a $2 billion GOP tax cut plan in November that mirrored the one the Assembly approved today. The governor says only that he's looking for ways to make taxes more fair. Farmers around the state are encouraged to contact their local government officials to submit applications for the first round of grants for the state's Agricultural Road Improvement Program. The initiative, created last June, provides $150 million to fund projects improving rural roads. The submissions for repairs are aimed at improving the transportation of farmers' products from the field and farm to processors. The first round of applications will distribute $50 million of the funding. More information on the Agricultural Roads Improvement Program can be found on the Wisconsin Department of Transportation website. The Wisconsin State Assembly is set to approve a bill eliminating work permit requirements for more teenagers. Former Republican Governor Scott Walker signed a bill in 2017 that eliminated work permit requirements for 16 and 17-year-olds. The bill the Assembly is scheduled to consider today eliminates permit requirements for 14 and 15-year-olds. It doesn't change any state laws limiting hours minors can work. Supporters say the bill would help businesses hire needed workers faster. Democratic Governor Tony Evers will likely veto the measure if it reaches him. He vetoed a bill in 2022 that would have allowed 14 and 15-year-olds to work longer summer hours. The PRINCE Act, a new missing child alert system named for 5-year-old Prince McCree of Milwaukee, is making rapid progress through Madison. Ever since an Amber Alert for Prince's disappearance wasn't called for, State Senator LaTanya Johnson has pushed for improvements to the system. The PRINCE Act would extend the alert system to children 10 years of age and is expected to end up on the governor's desk. Local election officials in Wisconsin are preparing for safe and secure voting this year, but some say the state should do more to meet the growing demand for absentee and early voting. Meredith Witzel Bell is the city clerk in Madison.
The funding that we receive from the state and from the federal government hasn't increased to accommodate any of that.
Advocates say it would take $53 billion to modernize the election system across the country. Sunwoo Oh is with the progressive nonprofit group Stand Up America.
We've been working to try to get more consistent and predictable funding from Congress to help support local administrators to get the resources they need and help modernize the election infrastructure that's super outdated in most of the jurisdictions.
Senator Tammy Baldwin has joined three of her colleagues in sending letters to the CEOs of the four biggest manufacturers of inhalers sold in the U.S., which charge between $200 and $600 for each inhaler, which is typically purchased monthly. A release from Baldwin's office says the same medication is available abroad for under $100. The release adds that over 500,000 people suffer from asthma and other respiratory conditions in Wisconsin. In 2018, 71 Wisconsinites died due to the chronic lung disease, with nearly 40% of those victims over the age of 65. Marshfield Clinic is expanding its labor and delivery facility in Eau Claire. Marshfield says its obstetrics unit is going from 8 beds to 20. Marshfield also plans to hire more labor and delivery nurses. The expansion would mean jobs for some of the more than 1,400 people who are losing their jobs as two hospitals and several clinics in western Wisconsin are set to close. Life is getting better in Wisconsin state prisons, but Governor Evers admits there's room for improvement. Prisoners were locked down last spring due to staffing shortages. Evers recently toured Waupun and Green Bay after partially lifting the lockdowns in November.
Is everything perfect there? Absolutely not. Are people doing the best they can under the circumstances? Absolutely, yes. I saw people outside of their cells doing some of the recreation things, some of the learning things that are going on there. The bottom line is that I saw good things happening.
That's Governor Evers on WISN-TV's Up Front. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation is investigating an officer-involved incident in the city of Shelbsburg that occurred early Monday morning. At approximately 1:06, the Lafayette County Sheriff's Office responded to a 911 call for a person acting erratically on West Water Street near North Iowa Street in Shelbsburg. Two Lafayette County Sheriff's deputies and one Darlington police officer responded. The officers found the person yelling and wandering in the street. Law enforcement made contact with the person, who physically resisted. Attempts to subdue the person were unsuccessful as they continued to physically resist law enforcement. According to the DOJ, the person became distressed and law enforcement provided life-saving measures. Emergency medical services responded, but the person died at a local hospital. The DCI is leading the investigation and continuing to review evidence to determine the facts of what happened. The police officer and two deputies have been placed on administrative duty. The Wisconsin State Patrol arrested a Baraboo man following a traffic stop Monday night. At approximately 6:30, troopers learned Juneau County deputies were trying to locate a vehicle possibly wanted for a hit and run in Adams County. A Wisconsin State Patrol trooper located the vehicle near the Sauk-Juneau County line and stopped it in Wisconsin Dells near Wisconsin 31 and County Highway H. After detecting signs of impairment, troopers evaluated the driver. Doran Goodbear, 71 of Baraboo, was arrested for OWI, sixth offense, failure to install a IID, and operating on a revoked license. Additional charges related to the original collision are pending an investigation by the Adams County Sheriff's Office. A man is charged with hiding a corpse in La Crosse County. 43-year-old Benjamin Thorson, who pleaded guilty to gun possession charges earlier this month in federal court, is accused of hiding the body of a 45-year-old woman near the Bud Hendrickson Trail in La Crosse last July. According to court documents, Thorson's hotel room was searched last August, where investigators found the woman's DNA and a prescription bottle in her name, as well as a video showing Thorson moving the woman's body. Investigators also found meth. A $25,000 arrest warrant was issued Friday for Thorson. Fratelli Beretta USA Incorporated, a Mount Olive, New Jersey establishment, is recalling an undetermined amount of ready-to-eat meat charcuterie products containing COPA that may be underprocessed, which may have resulted in possible contamination with foodborne pathogens. The RTE COPA products have various best-by dates. The products subject to recall bear establishment number EST-M47967 or M7543B inside the USDA mark of inspection or an inkjet print on the front of the package. These items were shipped or distributed to retail locations nationwide. Public Health Sauk County and SSM Health are excited to announce a potentially life-saving tool in the Baraboo community, a free public health vending machine. Public Health Sauk County purchased the vending machine and supplies with funding from a Wisconsin Department of Health Services grant. It is located in the front entrance of the SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo Emergency Room. One of the free items in the vending machine is Narcan nasal spray. This over-the-counter medication can reverse an opioid overdose and save a life. Deterra medication disposal kits are also available in the vending machine. A person can use these pouches to get rid of unwanted or leftover medication at home. Properly disposing of medication makes communities safer and the water supply cleaner. The third item in the vending machine is a resource bag. This bag has a list of mental health care, substance use treatment, and recovery resources in Sauk County. The free supplies are available to all community members and visitors every day, 24/7. The Richland County Dairy Breakfast has found a home for 2024. Annette Lewis has announced that this year's Dairy Breakfast will be held at the Huff Nelson Farm June 9th from 7 to 1. The Larry and Sherry Nelson family are looking forward to welcoming you. Today's winner of $50 in the RCHS Athletic Booster Club calendar raffle is Amanda Walsh of Richland Center on ticket number 823.
This is Leah of the Leah Granzo Agency, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in Batesville, I am here for you. Please give us a call or stop by our offices. You can reach us at 608-375-5776 or visit our website at leahgranzoagency.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Kenneth Allen Ressler, 71, of Warrens, died Friday. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. A graveside service will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery in Keysville. The Farber Funeral Home, Reedsburg, is assisting the family of Kenneth Allen Ressler, 71, of Warrens. Malcolm Mick Ladd, 85, of Lone Rock, died Saturday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Bear Valley Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 5 until 7, and again Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Malcolm Mick Ladd, 85, of Lone Rock. Doris A. Brown, 85, of Blue River, died Friday at Boscobel Care and Rehab. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, February 25th, from 1 to 4 at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Friends of Blue River. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Doris A. Brown, 85, of Blue River.
Winter is the season at Vitesnik Power Sports for snowmobiles and boat shows. Beat the crowds and the admission at our in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th. Come see the great deals from brands like Tracker, Sun Tracker, Ranger, Regency, Nitro, Tahoe, Triton, and Sea-Doo. Our clearance models won't last long. Join us at Vitesnik's in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th. Vitesnik Power Sports, Richland Center, and Vitesnik.com.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, the quiet weather continues into tomorrow across our area, but as we look to the west, there will be a band of rain and snow breaking out across Minnesota and Iowa during the afternoon, and that'll spread across our region Wednesday evening and night with a quick-hitting band of accumulating snow, kind of a wet, sloppy snow given the mild temperatures. Could be several inches in our area, although the exact placement is still in question. The current trends put the heaviest now in the northern half of the listening area, and that should be done by daybreak Thursday. Otherwise, temperatures will be turning colder come Friday and Saturday as an Arctic cold front dives in from Canada. And with that, another round of scattered snow showers could bring us light accumulations for the day on Friday. The weekend itself is looking mainly dry with some partial sunshine. Warmer air will spill back into the region by late Sunday into early next week as well. Temperatures could return at least 10 degrees above normal. Here's that forecast for tonight. Just a few clouds. Temperature cooling to the mid-20s with light southeast winds developing. Tomorrow, partly or mostly cloudy and warmer with a high of 44. Southwest wind around 10. Wednesday night, rain and snow developing by late evening, becoming all snow. There could be 1 to 4 inches of accumulation across the area. Right now, the heaviest amounts projected for the northern half of the listening area. Low in the upper 20s. For Thursday, breezy with partial clearing. High temperature 34. Heading into Friday, 50% chance of light snow, small accumulations possible. Low 22 with a high of 27. Saturday, partial clearing, breezy and cold. Low 12 degrees with a high of 23. Sunday, partly sunny and milder. Low 14 with a high of 34. And Monday, partly sunny and warmer yet. Low at 21 with a high near 40. Have a great evening out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly clear and 38 degrees after a daytime high of 40 and a morning low of 22. Yesterday's high was 48 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1954 is 53 degrees with a record low of 24 below set back in 1951. Last year's high was 49 with a low of 25. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:30 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:01. Winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 30.04 and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 38 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. With an update on tonight's area schedule, here's Phil Nee.
There is team sectional wrestling tonight at River Valley. Prairie du Chien is wrestling Belleville, Monticello, New Glarus, and Lodi is taking on GET Melrose Mindoro. The winners will meet later on tonight for the right to go to team state. And in Division III wrestling tonight at Fenimore High School, Aquinas is taking on Iowa Grand Highland, and Fenimore is wrestling Royal Oneewoke Center. The winner of Match 1 takes on the winner of Match 2 later on this evening. Now the basketball schedule in boys: Cashton at Westby, Lodi at Wisconsin Dells, Mauston at Viroqua, Royal at Brookwood, Baraboo at Sauk Prairie, DeSoto at Seneca, Ithaca at Kickapoo, Lafarge at Waseca Steuben, Weston visits North Crawford, Cassville at Potosi, Dodgeville is at Blackhawk, Iowa Grant at Cuba City, Lancaster at Highland, Mineral Point visits Fenimore, and Riverdale is at Boscobel, Southwestern at Darlington. In girls basketball, Cuba City at Prairie du Chien, Mineral Point at Dodgeville, Argyle Pecatonica at Lancaster, Viroqua travels to Lafarge, Reedsburg at Mauston. In the Scenic Bluffs, New Lisbon at Hillsboro, Royal hosts Cashton, Nisida is at Oneewoke Center. And coming up on the radio tonight, Schulzburg at Richland Center, girls basketball. Coach of the Hornets, Alec Adsett, talked to us earlier today about Schulzburg.
They're a very scrappy team. I watched some film on them last night of a couple different games. They play a zone on defense, and offensively they're pretty well-rounded. We'll have our hands full, but I think we can be in the game. They're a very beatable team, but it just depends on if what team for Richland Center shows up tonight.
The Hornets host Schulzburg. Hear the game on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. The Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show begins around 7:15. I'm Phil Nee.
At Schwartz Insurance, when they say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business, health, or life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check and get your questions answered. And be sure, with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034. And we have this information to pass along. Richland Center Church League Volleyball that is being played at the RC Primary School. The matches have been moved up, so the first match will be played at 8 o'clock tonight. The matches at the Richland Center Community Center will remain at the usual scheduled time. Wisconsin's top two defensive Division I basketball programs are headed in different directions in the polls. Marquette is riding a 7-game winning streak, entering tonight's game at Butler. The Golden Eagles are ranked 5th this week with an 18-5 record. The Badgers have dropped to 21st after seeing the losing streak reach 4 in a row. Coach Greg Gard's team hosts Ohio State tonight at the Kohl Center, looking to improve on a 16-8 record. And you will be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7, AM 1450, online at WRCE.fm, and on the Civic Media app. Tip-off for that contest will be at 8, with the pregame starting at around 7. After losing 5 of their first 6 games under new head coach Doc Rivers, the Bucks have won 2 in a row. Monday night, they took care of the Denver Nuggets, 112-95, for the first time this season. Milwaukee has held opponents under 100 points in back-to-back games. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored a game-high 36 points and took down a season-high 18 rebounds. The Bucks built the lead to 28 points late in the third period, then coasted home. They're back in action tonight at home, hosting the Miami Heat. Former Wisconsin defensive back, defensive coordinator, and interim head coach Jim Leonard is taking a position on the coaching staff of the Denver Broncos. Leonard will be the team's defensive backs coach under Sean Payton. He has served as a defensive analyst with the Fighting Illini of Illinois under Brett Bielema for the last year. Leonard played one season for Denver in the NFL in 2012. At least one national report has Badgers defensive line coach Greg Scruggs leaving for the same position with the Michigan Wolverines. 247 Sports says Scruggs will be on head coach Sharon Moore's staff. He came to Madison last year with new head coach Luke Fickle after working with Fickle since 2018 at Cincinnati. Scruggs is known as an excellent recruiter and has reportedly been doing a lot of important work for the recruiting class of 2025 at Wisconsin. Scouts say the Brewers have enough talent to contend for the National League Central Division title, but potential roster moves could stop that. There is still potential for Milwaukee to trade power-hitting shortstop Willy Adames. He'd bring in a load of prospects. So would closer Devin Williams. New York media has published multiple stories about the Yankees making a trade to complete their first bullpen, by picking up Williams. There has been no indication from the Milwaukee front office that there is any chance of such a trade. The departure of Corbin Burns and Brandon Woodruff have dropped the Brewers' chances of repeating as division champs lower, but the prospects coming in the door offer a promising future for the franchise. And the longest Super Bowl game will also go down as the most watched program in U.S. television history. According to Nielsen and Adobe Analytics, Kansas City's 25-22 overtime victory over San Francisco averaged 123.7 million viewers across television and streaming platforms. That shattered last year's mark of 115.1 million for Kansas City's last play victory over Philadelphia and is a 7% increase. The game was televised by CBS, Nickelodeon, Univision, and streamed on Paramount Plus, as well as the NFL's digital platforms. Some of the increase can be attributed to a change in the way out-of-home viewers are counted. WRCS Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCS Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all. Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A.O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. With this being Valentine's Day week, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society encourages you to remember that the greatest gifts that you can give your animal companions for Valentine's Day or any other day of the year aren't the treats that they beg for or the toys that get lost under the furniture or in the yard, but rather the respect that you have for their well-being, the patience and kindness with which you treat them, the quality time that you spend with them, and your love. Happy Valentine's Day week to you and all of your pets from the Okooch Mountain Humane Society. All About Pets is a service of Strang's in Richland Center, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
Need help finding a great Valentine's Day gift? This is Angie, here to remind you that at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, we strive to make it as easy as possible. We have jewelry at every price point, and we're eager to make your Valentine's Day one to remember. From diamond stud earrings and stunning fashion jewelry to all different kinds of love-inspired designs, all waiting for you to pick out today. Even better, from now until the 14th, spin the wheel and get a percentage off your purchase. Ladies, don't forget to stop in at J.J. Walsh Jewelers and put together a wish list while we clean and check your jewelry for free. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Get ready to light up the sky this 4th of July with Sky Ink Pyro's Tax Return Presale. They're offering incredible deals at all consumer-grade fireworks. Pre-order now and get a 10% discount. This is a veteran-owned business. Secure your stash now, and they'll store your fireworks until the last week of June. It's the perfect way to turn your tax return into a dazzling display of celebration. Call or text 870-214-8247 to pre-order and snag the best deals on fireworks. Plus, for an extra splash of excitement, they're offering private shows. Make this 4th of July unforgettable with Sky Ink Pyro, where the celebration begins with a bang. Call or text 870-214-8247 now to light up your Independence Day.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Aterers in Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small town convenience, it's Aterers in Plain.
Hi everyone, this is Sandra from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Soybeans and cattle were lower Tuesday. Hogs and corn finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans were lower on profit taking and technical selling, along with the lower moving bean meal. There is more rain in the forecast for Argentina, while harvest conditions generally look good in Brazil. Export demand slow, with Brazil's prices more than a dollar below the United States. March beans are down 6 3/4 to 11.86 and a quarter. May was 6 lower at 11.91 and 3/4. March soybean meal is down $4.10 at 344.80. March soybean oil is up 40 points at 47.30. Corn closed steady to fractionally higher, watching development weather in Argentina and second crop planting in Brazil. Export and ethanol demand are good, but the U.S. does have a bearish supply outlook. March was up a quarter at 430 and 3/4. May was 3/4 higher at 443 and a quarter. and wheat was steady to lower. Slow export demand and the relative strength of the dollar continue to be the big bearish factors for wheat. Most winter wheat growing areas look dry for the near term, but the crop is in much better shape this year than last year. March Chicago, the exception, held at 597.5. March Kansas City was down 4.25 at 594.5. March Minneapolis wheat was 10.75 lower at 671.75. Live and feeder cattle were lower ahead of this week's widespread direct business, with box beef lower at midday. Megan Grebner has more on direct cash trade in just a moment. April live was down 82 at 185.10. June was 97 lower at 182.55. March feeders were down 82 at 248. April was $1.42 lower at 251.75. And hogs were mostly lower on spread trade and concerns about sustained pork demand, with the cutout value lower at midday. April lean was down 5 at 81.07. June lean was 17 lower at 94.70. Megan Grebner has that full look at cash livestock after this brief break.
BASF financing is so low, we can't even say the low rate without dropping a few octaves.
1.99%.
See what we mean?
1.99%.
To grow more, protect more, and command more.
1.99%.
For all participating BASF brands.
1.99%.
When you enroll before March 15th at BASF-grower-financing.com.
Get one low rate to do the biggest job on earth.
Go to BASF-grower-financing.com. Subject to credit approval. See program details for terms and conditions.
Brownfield Farm broadcasters are on the ground at state, national, and sometimes international events throughout the year, providing timely and relevant news to its audience. They utilize several social media platforms and digital channels to engage with viewers and listeners and stay up to date with agricultural news. Brownfield, a brand farmers and ranchers know and trust. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Direct cash cattle trade activity remained quiet Tuesday. Bids and asking prices are just slow to develop. There were a handful of deals reported in Iowa Monday at $286 stress, but that's not near enough to establish an accurate price trend. Look for significant trade volume to hold out until Wednesday or later. Boxed beef closed lower on light demand for moderate offerings. Choice down $1.81 at $292.27. Select closed $1.72 lower at $285.30. Estimated cattle slaughter was 125,000 head, even on the week and about even on the year. Cash hogs closed sharply higher. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct up 298 with a weighted average of 68.19. The Iowa Minnesota was up 315 with a weighted average of 68.64. And the Western Corn Belt up 308 with a weighted average of 68.45. Pork values were lower, down $1.38 at 87.16. And estimated hog slaughter was 486,000 head, down 6,000 on the week and up about 11,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. USDA has released the results of the 2022 Census of Agriculture. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says it shows a continued decrease in the number of U.S. farming operations.
Today, the survey reports we have 1,900,487 farms. That's 142,000 fewer farms in 5 years.
More news is next.
For more than 50 years, farmers have tuned in to listen to Brownfield market news on their local radio stations. Today, Brownfield's in-depth market information is available on multiple platforms. Viewers can sign up for Brownfield's weekly Commodity Market Update e-newsletter delivered on Tuesday afternoons. Visit previous programs or submit questions for the next show by visiting Weekly Commodity Market Update at brownfieldagnews.com.
My baby brother, a father.
Come on, it's time for his nap. Whoa, he can't sleep on his stomach. Babies should always sleep on their backs in a safety-approved crib, and the sleep area should be clear of blankets, toys, and other loose or soft items. It reduces the risk of SIDS.
SIDS?
You know, sudden infant death syndrome.
Guess I need to start studying up on safe sleep for little man here. Being his favorite uncle comes with big responsibilities.
For more information, visit safetosleep.nichd.nih.gov. Sponsored by the Eunice Kennedy Shriver National Institute of Child Health and Human Development.
.org.
An economist says while farm incomes are projected lower in 2024, it isn't all bad news for the ag economy. Dr. Nick Paulson with the University of Illinois tells Brownfield,
we're expecting lower prices relative to what we've seen in the last few years, and a continued elevated cost outlook is maybe not super optimistic in terms of looking ahead to returns in 2024.
He says production costs have been record high. A crop insurance provider says work is underway to improve the micro farm program in the next farm bill. Corey Bloomrick with Greenstone Farm Credit Services says micro farm policies help protect small farmer revenue and some value-added products.
No matter your size of farm, you need quality risk management. A $50,000 operation has the same need for revenue risk management than a $5 million operation.
More on these stories at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
It's well known that manure can be a substantial source of nutrients for crops. The research is looking into the benefits from different types of manure.
It's definitely been looked at a waste source for many years, but now I think it's starting to really get its shine in the spotlight here as it's been a huge resource to a lot of farmers.
That's Megan Moore from Sustainable Environmental Consultants. We'll hear more from her next on today's Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
Brownfield farm broadcasters are on the ground at state, national, and sometimes international events throughout the year, providing timely and relevant news to its audience. They utilize several social media platforms and digital channels to engage with viewers and listeners and stay up to date with agricultural news. Brownfield, a brand farmers and ranchers know and trust. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Megan Moore is part of a research team from Sustainable Environmental Consultants looking closely at the value of manure for fertilizer.
What I'm learning is that pork producers have a pretty good gig with being able to utilize that manure on their acres. So looking at the soil health aspect, it's continuing to increase organic matter within the soils, which is helping build healthier soils, which makes healthier crops.
Have you found any differences between pig manure, cow manure?
The biggest difference that I would say we've been able to observe is that hog manure has the most, I would say, nitrogen when boiling it down to, and that's the big thing that helps increase and build that yield for corn or wheat crops. So I'd say nitrogen is a big one. It's also very nutrient dense, so not only nitrogen, but P and K values are very high as well. And then crops also need micronutrients to grow, and they're seeing a lot of trace micronutrients within hog manure as well compared to other sources of manure.
The micronutrients is something we're just starting to hear more and more about, and from what I understand, that's where some of the differences in the manure are.
Yep, a lot of the micronutrients, and then to build off of that, biologicals within soil. Biologicals is a big buzz here in the industry, and being able to have manure be that source for not only macronutrients, micro, but also the biologicals that all help stimulate and build those healthy soils.
That manure is like having money in the bank, isn't it? Because there are some nutrients you don't have to buy if you've got the manure.
Yep, 100%. And then having guys be able to apply manure year on year or within a crop rotation helps build up those nutrient levels within the soil that help continue to feed the microbes and increase that soil health, even if you're not applying that manure in that crop year.
Any idea what the farmers are able to save as far as the input dollars?
Input dollars are variable as we reflect those off of the NP and K prices of the nutrients, but from the 2022 report, it's looking like a lot of farmers were able to save roughly $100, $130 per acre based on that reduced need of NP and K, which is pretty substantial.
Finding any differences with those who use cover crops and those who don't?
The guys that have been using cover crops, we're seeing a lot of that nutrients stay in soil and having less prone to leaching and runoff there, but still, with the use of manure over that synthetic fertilizer, we're seeing the nutrients stay within that soil profile regardless.
That's Megan Moore, and I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win as all landowners receive green for their logs, and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Rockwell Automation, a community partner in Richland Center for over 50 years. We are your neighbors, firefighters, and EMS. We are coaches, board members, volunteers, and much, much more. At Rockwell, we make life better by creating product that supports clean water and renewable energy, food production, computer chips, and countless other industries. We are looking for difference makers and are hiring both entry-level and experienced assemblers to join our team on second shift. Rockwell employees annually start with 3 weeks of vacation, 1 week of paid sick and personal time, and 14 paid holidays. That's 6 weeks of paid time off to enjoy hunting, fishing, traveling, or however you like to enjoy your time. Visit rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center, or simply stop in Wednesdays between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity, where we meet you.
Don't miss the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head to be entered for a chance to win a gun. Enjoy interesting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, a trail camera photo contest. Sheds are welcome but will not be scored. Come enjoy food and beverages. Admission is just $5, kids 12 and under free. Pre-register Friday night, February 23rd from 5 until 9, or Saturday from 9 until noon. For more information, phone 475-4963. The Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th at the Richland Center Community Center.
starting right now. So let's drink what's left of this bottle of wine. Move a little closer till the sparks start flying. Turn the lights down low and pull the Conway off of the shelf. Then we'll dance through the kitchen and straight down the hall in my old blue jeans and your sundress fall. Girl, we're holding the lighter and fires don't start themselves.
That was the artist formerly known as Hootie, Mr. Darius Rucker, with Fires Don't Start Themselves. And I'm Tim Thede. I'm here to bring some great music up until the 7:15 hour, and that's when we'll be bringing you some high school basketball action. It will be Schulzberg at Richland Center in girls' high school basketball. Phil Neal will be making the call for that game, and pregame should start around 7:15, all depending on when the JV gets done. So it could be a little earlier or a little later, but all in all, stay tuned right here to WRCO to catch some great high school basketball action. Hope you're having a great Tuesday. Not too bad of a day today. The temperature got up to 40 degrees. Right now, the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge says we're at 36 at 550. And it'd be the last really nice, well, tomorrow's supposed to be a nice day. It's supposed to get up to 44, but in the evening is when it's supposed to get kind of dicey because they are talking about rain and snow developing by late evening tomorrow, becoming all snow overnight with 1 to 4 inches expected. And we're only supposed to get down to 28 degrees tomorrow night as well. And Tony Schumacher says it's still not definite on how much we're going to get. I think it's one of those systems we won't know until it gets closer and see how far it tracks and all in all. And they said it should be a wet snow too with the temperature we have. So if you're out and about tomorrow night and on your Thursday morning commute, please do so with caution, and we'll keep you up to date right here on WRCO 100.9 if there's any changing conditions and if we have anything like cancellations or anything from that storm. But we'll wait and see what happens. Who knows? Maybe we'll get nothing at all. We'll never know. Right here in Wisconsin, weather is so unpredictable. It just depends on how those systems track through. And as I mentioned earlier, in my sports report, Church League Volleyball for tonight. The matches that are supposed to be held at the RC Primary School, those matches have been moved to start, so the first match begins at 8 o'clock. And then the matches that are going to be held at the RC Community Center will remain at the same time. Also going on tonight, the Bauer Gunnell Dalton VFW Post 2267 is holding its monthly business meeting, and that will be at 7 o'clock at the American Legion Post 13. All VFW members or those still serving and who are eligible to join are encouraged and welcome to attend. For more information, call Commander Marge Freeman, at 608-647-4884. Coming up next from 2021, we have Luke Bryan and Waves.
It's like the sun went down just to frame your face. Like they played that song just to see you sway. Like that old surf shop had you in mind with what you got on, making those tan lines. It's like the ocean knows we're laying on this beach tonight. It's like the sand's been waiting for you to come alive. Cause you were made for summer just like these stars we're under. We're made for lighting this July sky up. Blanket down made for me and you, tied up all night long, over and over. Crash into me and pull me closer, kiss by kiss, one after another. Don't let go, baby, let this summer just keep on coming in. Waves keep coming in waves. Keep on coming in waves. Keep coming in waves. shotgun bottle up the taste on your lips. That margarita salt water sunburned sip. It's like I feel that sun right next to me. Yeah, girl, your touch is 100 degrees. Boardwalks were made for dancing, and flip-flops were made to lose life. This night was meant to happen, and girl, I was made for you. Like you were made for summer just like these stars. We're under, we're made for lighting this July sky up. Break it down, make for me and you tied up all night long. Over and over, crash into me and pull me closer. Kiss by kiss, one after another. Don't let go, baby, let this summer just keep on coming in waves. Keep coming in waves. Keep on coming in waves. Keep coming in waves. Keep coming in waves. Keep on coming in waves. Keep coming in waves. Baby, you were made for summer just like these stars. We're under, we're made for lighting this July sky up. Break it down, make for me and you tied up all night long. Kiss by kiss, one after another. Don't let go, baby, let this summer just keep on coming in waves. Keep coming in waves. Keep on coming in waves. Keep coming in waves.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists are experts in complete collision repair, paint matching, and restoration. Call 375-4434. Your hometown A&W serves juicy burgers, melty curds, and root beer floats. The double cheeseburger combo is only $7.99. Enjoy the place and the taste that will bring you back. The Paisley Star Quilt Shop and Country Depot has all of your quilting gifts and decor. Be sure to like the Paisley Star, Highway 61, on Facebook. And Boscobel Lumber is your small town yard where service matters, from new construction to remodeling. Let Boscobel Lumber help you with free estimates.
Need help finding a great Valentine's Day gift? This is Angie, here to remind you that at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, we strive to make it as easy as possible. We have jewelry at every price point, and we're eager to make your Valentine's Day one to remember. From diamond stud earrings and stunning fashion jewelry to all different kinds of love-inspired designs, all waiting for you to pick out today. Even better, from now until the 14th, spin the wheel and get a percentage off your purchase. Ladies, don't forget to stop in at J.J. Walsh Jewelers and put together a wish list while we clean and check your jewelry for free. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center. 100.3
101.9 WRCO.
Well, I was up all night wondering what to do, thinking that I ought to just forget about you, but it's a little too late. Well, it's a little too late. When you walked in, I should have walked out, but it's a little too late to do the right thing now. Well, the hotel told me you're a heartbreak king. Guess I ought to pay attention when they say those things, but it's a little too late. Well, it's